Blog Talk Radio.
Before 9/11, 48 senators voted to burn the flag of the United States of America. 8 were on the Senate Intelligence Committee, headed up by Bob Graham of Florida, Carl Levin of Michigan, Rockefeller, Wyden, Durbin, Evan By, John Edwards, Barbara Mikulski, Fred Thompson, plus Daniel Akaka, Evan By, Robert Bennett, Joe Biden, Jeff Fingerman, Barbara Boxer, Robert Byrd, Maria Cantwell, Gene Carnahan, Thomas Carper, Lincoln Chafee, Hillary Clinton, Ted Cochran, Ken Conrad, John Corzine, Tom Daschle, Christopher Dodd, Byron Dorgan, Dick Durbin, John Edwards, Russell Feingold, Bob Graham, Tom Harkin, Daniel Inouye, James Jeffords, Ted Kennedy, John Kerry, Herb Cole, Mary Landrieu, Patrick Leahy, Carl Levin, Joe Liverwurst, Mitch McConnell, Barbara Mikulski, Patty Murray, Bill Nelson, Don Rickles, Jack Reed, Rockefeller, Paul Sarbanes, Chuck Schumer, Gordon Smith, Arlen Specter, Debbie Stabenow, Fred Thompson, Robert Torricelli, John Warner, Paul Wellstone, and Ron Wyden. 80% of flag burners vote to kill kids. Here are the flag burners in the House. Abercrombie, Ackerman, Allen, Baldwin, Barrett, Becerra, Berman, Blumeyer, Banya, Borski, Boucher, Brady, Capuano, Cardin, Carson, Clay, Clayton, Conyers, Coyne, Davis, DeFazio, Hill, Hinchy, Heffel, Hextra, Holt, Honda, Hooley, Hoyer, Inslee, Israel, Jackson Lee, Johnson, Jones, Kennedy, Rhode Island, Kilpatrick, Kine, Kleska, LaFalce, Lawson, Leach, Lee, Oberstar, Obey, Alva, Pastor, Paul Payne, Pelosi, Peterson, Petrie, Rangel, Rivers, Roy Alibard, Sabo, Sanders, Sawyer, Schakowsky, Scott, Serrano, Shadegg, Shays, Slaughter, DeGente, DeJet, DeLauro, Dix, Dingle, Doggett, Dreyer, Ehlers, Engel, Eshoo, Evans, Farr, Fatah, Filner, Flake, Meek, Frank, Gilchrist, Gonzalez, Greenwood, Hall, Hastings, Levin, Lewis, Lofgren, Lowy, Maloney, Markey, Matheson, Mitsui, McCarthy, McCollum, Baghdad, McDermott, McKinney, Meehan, Watt, Meeks, Miller, Mink, Moore, Moran, Nadler, Snyder, Solis, Stark, Tanner, Tauscher, Thompson, Tierney, Udall, Colorado, Udall, New Mexico, Velazquez, Visklosky, Waters, Watson, Waxman, Anthony Weasel, Wiener, Wexel, Woolsey, Wu. Did I say Nadler? Through the streets of my city, old glory is dragged. 48 traitor senators voted to burn my flag. 135 congressmen, they did the same. 40 days before 9-1-1 came. Hezbollah tortured Buckley, PLO killed with pride. A homeward-bound sailor shot bloodied, he died. Marines in Beirut, the USS Cole, Mogadishu in Kenya, and we lost our soul. No one will tell you that mothers with child were crushed and burned as terror ran wild. Of an airline stewardess whose hands that were found at the WTC, in prayer they were bound. Come all ye Americans and list while I sing. For love of our country is a terrible thing. It banishes fear with the speed of a flame and makes us all part of the patriot game. In Baghdad, as I lie here, my body all holds. I think of the communists who bargained and sold, voted to burn my flag. They didn't have a clue. They destroyed my constitution with the ACLU. Maestro, play that tune one more time before the commies ban it. Before 9-1-1,
oh, here we're doing it again. Okay.
48 senators voted to burn the flag of the United States of America. Eight were on the Senate Intelligence Committee, headed up by Bob Graham.
Happy birthday, baby. Oh, I love you so.
300 candles.
Oh,
welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, the Spirit of America Party radio show. And we kicked off with two Star Spangled Banners, just in case they're outlawed next week by the Communist Party of America that now rules. You don't believe that? Well, let's see what happens. By the way, that Star Spangled Banner that I played, that is a vinyl record. And if you heard if you counted the number of scratches in that record, you would have counted 47. And if you multiply the 47 by 8,000, that's the number, the total number of Americans who died in World War II. And that record was made by the original cast of World War II before they went to Normandy. So my topic for the show tonight is, which party are you ashamed to belong to? On a sales trip to Kuwait at a trade show, an Indian fellow walked up to me and asked, which party do you belong to? Are you an elephant or a donkey? He, like me, liked elephants. Today, that question would be, the cross or the double cross? There is only one major party in the USA that has the cross, the Tea Party. And that is why they are mocked like Christ was mocked. Le Parti de la Muerte, the party of death and taxes, the Democrat Party, has no God. Maybe Moloch. Because at their last communist convention, they threw God off the baby guillotine platform. Three times they denied God. Go to YouTube and see. See the Democrat vote at convention. The majority voted nay, no God. The third attempt was the final nay, and the podium stooge, the Los Angeles mayor, he lied. He said the yeas have it, but the real vote was God must go. I thought I heard a rooster crow, but it might have been a buzzard. Tomorrow is Independence Day. We celebrate our good fortune that we, the recipients of freedom, had willed to us by the first drop of American blood that built our legacy. Just like a house mortgage, it takes years of installment payments to reduce the balance. And if we fail to keep up with the installment payments, we lose the house. And Lincoln said, a house divided cannot stand. Look at us now. We are more divided today than at the outbreak of the Civil War. Be assured that this is not by accident. As sure as China is building an outpost in Idaho and Russian troops are stationed in Colorado, China also says they will have a space colony on the moon in 2014. We have nothing. This is not by accident either. 30 million people on food stamps. Coal mines closed under the communist pretense of fresh air. Mom and pops from stores to farms oppressed by communist regulations. Big banks making a fortune on food stamps. 20 million unemployed. The oil industry, American oil, just American oil, decimated by Obama. Under the new communist rule, nothing for the USA, everything for our communist allies. Deep water oil rigs are forbidden to drill for the USA, driven away to Brazil, and that government got an Obama taxpayer loan to drill oil for China. The fishing industry is slowly being starved to death by communist regulations. And tomorrow, an American president could show for work past 2:15 p.m. with two tools, a huge document shredder and a drill. In 1 year after announcing Drill Baby Drill and telling the fake green communists, go frack yourselves, the price of gas could be 67 cents a gallon and oil could be back to $10 a barrel like it was in November of 1998. All the rest is jihad tax, and that would put an end to rich jihad. Now, hang in a second. We're going to take a break. And here we go.
We have no problem.
That tune because I heard somebody click in on the phone and I was wondering if I had lost the connection. So the way to find out was to play a tune. This brings me to the party of the cross versus the party of the double cross. The communists have destroyed the great spirit of America. Joseph Stalin, the murderer of 50 to 70 million people, and the writer for the New York Times under the pen name Walter Duranty, has said, "The three greatest attributes of the USA are patriotism, spirituality, and morality." My guess is he also said they must be destroyed. And the goal of the KGB-run Communist Party was to infiltrate one major political party. Guess which one? The one that votes to burn the flag. The one that lied and said a fetus is not a human being and does not feel pain. The one that buys votes with your tax money. Didn't Lenin say we will hang them with the rope they manufacture? Is the rope your tax money? The party that divides us by race, culture, and sex. And you could throw in religion, too. Ben Franklin said, "Gentlemen, if we don't hang together, as surely we will all hang separately." And that is where we are headed, for separate hangings. The weakest will go first. The smallest groups will go first. We could reduce this communist-infiltrated government by 80 to 90% and never feel a difference. We could put that 20 million unemployed to work tomorrow. With a one-sentence executive order, I could put 60,000 people to work for private industry tomorrow. If I can see opportunity, why can't they? George Washington said, in times of peace, prepare for war. The party of death gets you into war and leaves you to die on the battlefield, promising never to run again. From Korea to Benghazi is their legacy. From the Clinton Towers in New York in 1993 to the final curtain 2001, to the Afghan runout where Obama has already lost 2,500 American troops, hidden from the people by his Islamo-Kamo press. They have been reclassified as NATO troops. Everybody here thinks they're from Holland. Now this foreign ruler wants to gift at the KGB our missile American superiority, as he gifts the entire Middle East to his KGB handlers and fellow Islamo-Kamos. When the wall came down, the Berlin Wall, so did our guard, and today we are weaker than yesterday. We no longer have an American Supreme Court. The Constitution means nothing. There is more freedom in Egypt than here. Did you see their demonstrations yesterday? Did you see the Egyptian holograms in green on the wall, big wall, showing the crescent and the cross together? No other country in the world celebrates the flag of freedom more than us. True Americans revere it and know its meaning. How ironic that 40 days before 9/11, 48 senators voted to burn it. If you send crap, you get crap. 125 Viet Congress mice did the same. See YouTube, Flag Burners of Record. They got the head Klan Kleagle, Robert Byrd, there. Yes, he's a Democrat. He's the guy that says the N-word on the Senate floor. And nobody says anything. The Democrats give him a pass. Great man. At that time, freedom was winning 52-48 in the Senate, and we had an American Supreme Court. Then along came Underwear Change Man, and after a European apology tour for being American, he settled down to destroy the U.S. military, promising to have a bigger army than the USA. I thought he worked for us, but when I heard him say after he wins reinfection, he will destroy us, and that's what I heard, and so did Putin. And beware of people who tell you that you are free and that we are the strongest nation on the face of the earth. I would love to see more crosses throughout the land. Neck chains. Small, humble, respectful ones, not the huge mock-ups worn by trashy people who insult his holy name and mock his mother. A cross and a flag side by side is welcome. Did you ever see these wayside crosses, you know, that they have in Europe? You know, they have like... Every so often, they have wayside crosses, and they look like a little shelter and a picture and a cross crucifix inside, and they're staked on a hill. I would love to see more of those. I would love to see them on everybody's private property. You know, like we have the statues of St. Francis of Assisi and the Blessed Mother. I would like to see the cross, not the Hollywood cross. The Christ cross, side by side with my American flag and your American flag. Especially nowadays, when communists stalk the land, threatening Christians with financial ruin if they profess their faith. Some guy just called in a savage tonight, says he works for the FBI, and Eric Holder has placed listeners in churches to record any church over 500 parishioners, to record what is being said. I wonder who's listening at the mosque. I don't know if the guy was real or not. He said he worked for the FBI, Savage, and had doubts. But you know what? It's something to keep in mind. And I also was watching the flow of cocaine into the United States, particularly in Florida, back in the 80s by the Colombian drug lords, and how Americans were bringing the stuff in, and then they would run it all over the country. And I said to myself, you know, there's a reason for NSA to listen in on conversations here. Because all those drugs kill Americans and destroy American lives. And that's a war, too. That's part of chemical warfare. And it's also instigated by the communists. Remember, anything to bring us down, they will do. They have no God, and they have no moral character. They will do anything. They will compromise you as soon as they find out what weakness you have. So, the communist lie, let's see what's it, Christians, or they threaten Christians with financial ruin if they profess their faith. The communist lie is separation of church from state. It was always a separation of church and state. How changing one word could destroy a country. Just like the right to bear arms has nothing to do with hunting. It is to keep us from being hunted. So this July 4th, as you wolf down a hot dog and enjoy a cold one, think about a kid who lied about his age to go fight for his country, and his life ended on a beach in Normandy on June the 6th, 1944. He left his folks believing he was never coming home, and most of the guys that went overseas did not think they'd be coming back. And they went anyway. What courage. And this particular guy, he was right. He never came home. Today, Americans are taking the train from London to Paris, a land in Normandy, and don't even stop to say thanks. And if you ask them, why not? They have no idea what you're talking about. Just like all the fools who think 9-1-1 was a movie. American history is being erased in communist cucumber schools. As sure as the new curriculum states it's all right for superheroes to kiss. Stalin and Hitler as allies knew the way to socialize a nation was through the children. The parents who do not go along were exterminated. Pretty much the same philosophy of Bill Ayers, the confessor to the president. In closing, I just want to say the draft has to come back. All Americans must have skin in the game in order to stay free. Just ask the 50 million Mexicans waiting in the shadows for your Social Security number. Do not let the communists pull at your heartstrings while they eat your heart out. Viva Cristo Rey, vaya con Dios. And this is the Spirit of America Party radio show. And if you go to YouTube, we have a video up there called Save the Kids. Do you know what the six biggest lies in the world are? The check is in the mail. I only want a hug. There's nothing wrong with Alec Baldwin. Some of my best friends are children. I never said the N-word, and I'm proud I'm a Democrat. And my description of a communist is anyone who hurts this country, violating the American rule, the strong must always protect the weak, especially the unborn. And on my blog that I sent out, I have a picture of one GI walking through a forest of crosses at Normandy, and he's putting an American flag side by side with the French flag. And underneath that, I put a caption which I took partly from a World War One poem, In Flanders Fields. If you break faith with us, we will not rest. And also on YouTube, I have a little deja vu video, 911 Danny Boy. I also have copy of Benghazi 911 call. And Billy Joel sings Honesty. And I also have one, SEAL Team 6, Sacrificed. Happy 4th of July. More tea, anybody? And we have a book called The Spirit of America Party. It's got an eagle over a flag. And at the top of the cover of the book, it says, Take Me to the Beach. And it would be a good book to take to the beach. And in that book are the 45 goals of the Communist Party, and they've all been reached. So you could see how they reach when you take this book to the beach. I'm going to break you for a tune right now, and then we'll go on from there. Let's see. We'll do Gypsy Woman.
From nowhere, through a caravan, around the campfire light, a lovely woman in motion, with hair as dark as night. Her eyes were like that of a cat in the dark, that hypnotized me with love.
She was a gypsy woman. She was a gypsy woman.
She danced around and round to a guitar melody. From the spot, her face was all aglow. How she enchanted me. Oh, how I'd like to hold her and kiss and forever whisper in her ear.
I love you, gypsy woman. I love you, gypsy woman.
All through the caravan, she was dancing with all the men, waiting for the rising sun. Everyone was having fun. I hate to see the lady go, knowing she'll never know that I love her. I love her.
A gypsy woman. A gypsy woman. A gypsy woman.
That was a short one. I like the early rock and roll songs. They're all 2 minutes, a little over 2 minutes. Some of these things today are terrible. But anyway, O'Reilly was talking about the playing ball with No Fence. And so I did a quick blog, and it said, oh, really, O'Reilly? No wall? Just play ball? O'Reilly suffers from fence ass. He goes with the pole flow. He is dead wrong. He never showed his audience the 70,000 Mexicans gunned down by Eric Holder violence. 2,200 weapons under Fast and Furious can equip 4 regiments of narco-communists and overthrow a government. Bill plays it close to his Harvard vest. He likes to play the devil's advocate, but I never saw a God-loving preacher or priest give a sermon and invite the devil to the pulpit for his opinion. Bill never wore a flag pin. I tracked it since 9-1-1. And I got to tell you, the guy that wore the flag pin the most on Fox was Juan Williams. He always wears a flag pin. It's too bad he's a communist. I'm only kidding. He's just a real lefty. He can't help it, man. You know, those lefties, they can't help it. Do you know the secret salute for right-wingers? Take your hand and put it underneath your armpit. Now, raise your elbow up and down. That's the secret salute. So anytime you want to get in with the right-wingers, just do that secret salute. So O'Reilly never wore a flag pin, and I know the answer because Harvard graduates would tell you, I don't have to wear a flag pin to show my patriotism. But it's not to show your patriotism, it's to show your support for guys who are losing 50,000 legs. So I did a song, and it's a Bill Bailey song, and it's called Won't You Wear the Flag Pin, O'Reilly? Won't you wear that flag pin, O'Reilly? Won't you wear that pin? The veterans cry all day long. I'll buy the books, O'Reilly. I'll buy the gear. Please don't do America wrong. Remember September 11th, we had nothing but a pin and a song. Patriotism's not a sin. The war will save our skin. O'Reilly, won't you wear that pin? And if you want to see the product of the wall, the YouTube, Day Coming to America, D-E-Y Coming to America. It's not all people, hardworking Mexicans, God bless them, the followers of Our Lady of Guadalupe. It's not all of them. It's the ones that have come to hurt us. And if you come in without a physical checkup, how do we know you're not bringing disease with you? And who's going? Why would they tell you? I can't come. I've got a disease. No, they're coming to get help. And you can't blame them. And they are hardworking people. And they're family people. And they know the meaning of Viva Cristo Rey. So having said that, let's see what other blogs we have. Pat Buchanan. Pat Buchanan is so right-wing. I love him. But then he goes off the deep end, man. He gets a little crazy. Yeah, I think he's been on NBC too long. They might give him Ritalin when he, you know, in his coffee. So Pat Buchanan made a statement that I hate. It's called Beware of War Critics Who Quote Blood and Treasure. Pat Buchanan is wrong. Pat is wrong. First off, Afghanistan was not optional. Pat should have been on the 911 dig site that evening when brothers were looking for brothers and 200 pro-life mothers died with their pro-life children, and who should have been baptized and their names and names given to them by their loved ones and also put on the wall. We don't have to worry if they weren't baptized. They were baptized by God. They were baptized in the same way God was baptized. It is not too late, and it would be a beau geste, and I would love to see those 200 unnamed babies be given family names and put on the wall next to their mother. And why somebody didn't think of that, I have no idea. The USA has Alzheimer's, 911 Alzheimer's, thanks to the communist media. No one in the whole world could guarantee our safety. The time to take out Iran and foment revolution was 27 days after the Baghdad run began. Gaddafi gave up his WOMDs right away, and he was so weak that Hillary Clinton decided to kill him and gain political points. And after he was dead, she laughed and said, "We came, we saw, we killed him." But then her ambassador was sodomized in the same manner that Gaddafi was sodomized, she got a blood clot. Yeah, she couldn't get a regular note saying she had the flu. Yeah, now they work for the Russians, as does Syria and the Democrat Party of Death. Saddam's WMDs are in Damascus, and never forget, Nancy Pelosi brought 47 demo camos to Assad's palace and asked him to close the windows because the screams of Americans losing 40,000 legs from Syrian IEDs with Iranian copper lugs was deafening. If Marcus Tullius Cicero was in D.C. today, he would warn us about the Le Parti de la Muerte that has no God, kills 4,700 Americans a day, sells drugs for tax money, and destroys the sovereignty of a once great nation, the land of the freaks and the home of the slaves. It happened once, it can happen again. Only this time, communists don't discriminate as we march off to slavery. How many blacks in Russia? How many blacks in China? Will we be allowed to sing God Bless America as we dig the all-American lime pits? Are your children going to spit on your mass grave and call you a traitor for losing their freedom? Oh, one thing I didn't mention to you. I forgot to mention American troops have the most combat experience in the world. They know how to play the game. And when the draft comes back, you will be glad you can benefit from their service as you go to the front. And just in, Obama promises no American boots underground. Soldiers are now being issued sneakers. Oh, it's terrible, absolutely terrible. I think we got one more, a little critical of Mike Gallagher. Mike Gallagher is all wrong about the mic that was turned off. Now, what mic was turned off? Mike Gallagher is all wrong about the mic that was turned off. What happened to that kid's mic can happen to your mic, Mike. Oh, it must have been a kid in school had his mic. Oh, I know what it was. It was the kid who was valedictorian. And he presented his speech to the Communist Review Board, and they told him he couldn't mention God, so he told them he wouldn't, and then when he got up, he mentioned God, and they turned his mic off. And the day will come in this country when parents, for the moral, spiritual, and patriotic protection of their children, will be forced to homeschool like many are doing now. When that day comes, will the government give us back their taxes for home education? Mike is wrong to blame a patriotic student. Nowhere in the Constitution are the words freedom from religion. The communists tell you it is there. It is freedom of religion, meaning no religion is to be persecuted or muzzled anywhere in a free United States. How they twist words, man. How they twist words. So let me see here. Mike left out the fact that this young man taking his first important steps in his career was threatened by the commissars in that school that they would destroy his chances for the Naval Academy, where they have other commissars, by sending hate mail to that institution, causing him serious personal image injury. Is that how you send off one student? I am reading a book, The Keys to His Blood, about the communist oppression in Poland and Pope John's dream for Polish freedom. In 1948, the population of Poland was 35 million, a nation controlled by 2.5 million communists. So if you do that same ratio here in the United States and just multiply it by 10, it would be 350 million population, and it would be 25 million communists controlling us. Less than 10% of the population had their boots on the necks of 90% of the people. 700 Catholic priests and a cardinal were arrested, and Pope John at that time, a bishop I think he was under suspicion. 40,000 Russian troops were stationed in eastern Poland. Look how many years it took for the Poles to gain freedom. Once you lose it, you do not get it back too easily. The Irish lost their freedom in 1798, and it took them 500 years to get it back. Right? And nobody wants to talk about that today. That's like another 9-1-1 that everybody thinks is a movie. So how many years did it take for the Poles to gain freedom? The communists controlled the schools and the media, just like it is today in the USA. The only thing missing is Soviet troops, but we got them in Colorado. My guess is 200,000 Russians and 200,000 Red Chinese would be invited in by a communist president for joint maneuvers with disarmed Americans. Mike, that kid was censored by communists. I could stand up tomorrow and ask 10,000 Muslims to join me in praying the Our Father, and no one would object. It has already been done by an American businesswoman in the UAE at a conference. And say the words to the Our Father and ask yourself, who would object? Muslims, Christians, and Jews all believe in God the Father who art in heaven. They believe his name is holy. They believe in life after death. They believe in God's will. They believe in daily bread, and we all ask for his mercy and forgiveness. We all realize the near occasions of sin which corrupts us. Deliver us from evil. And the only ones who would object and pretending to speak for others are the atheistic communists, a religion unto itself, whose main goal is to eliminate God, patriotism, and morality. Certainly known as the Democrat Party, commonly known as the Party of Death, and to the Latinos they call it Parte de la Muerte. There are three tries, where after three tries to keep God in the party platform, they threw him out and lied about it. Their sacrament is child murder, their incense is drugs, and they voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11 in the Senate. 40 demo camos and 8 rhinos. 55 days, 2 weeks after the 4th of July, they cast 125 votes in the House to burn Old Glory. They called it the freedom of speech. Yeah, and so is spitting on your mother. America is at the cross, pardon the pun, roads of destruction. Mothers will lose their children to the communist godless state by the age of 11. The sad thing about the death of freedom is you never miss what you never had. So, I got a couple of YouTube videos. Save the Kids, Flag Burners of Record, SEAL Team 6 Sacrifice, a copy of 911 Benghazi Call, IRS Abracadabra, A-B-A-C-A-D-A-B-R-A, Abracadabra. And the book, Spirit of America Party. So take it to the beach, you'll drive the liberals crazy. There's no such thing as a liberal. There's no such thing as a progressive. Those are baby words for serious communists. And Sarah Palin is on the road to Fox. God is good. Viva Cristo Rey. A bartender, champagne, and we'll take a bottle of a giraffe of wine. And could you play me the sniper song?
Well, I'll be seeing you. I'll be seeing you and all the old familiar faces. That's this heart of mine and verses all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the chill grins carousel, the chestnut tree. Oh, wish well, I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's life is gay. And I'll always think of you that way, and I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new,
I'll be looking at the moon,
I'll be looking at the stars.
The great Achilles Smith and Louis Prima. A blast from the past, when America was America. Somebody sent me this. I'm going to read it to you. I've been saving it for a show. This is from a person in Fresno, California, but not limited to Fresno. In fact, we think it's happening all over the U.S. Quoted from a Fresno resident. We now live about 30 miles from Fresno. We are up in the Sierras, and Fresno is the first big town we encounter when we leave the mountains. We shop there often. I received this from my ex-homicide partner, who is still active in law enforcement circles in the Fresno area. Excuse the language, but don't excuse the facts. Don't give up your guns and buy necessary ammunition if you can find it. Be cautious and alert. Be ready if, and God forbid, we need to protect our family and our loved ones. If you weren't at Rotary meeting on Friday, you missed the only decent speaker we had in more than a year. Lieutenant Colonel John Cotter is the 144th Fighter Wing's anti-terrorism officer. John had a two-part presentation. First part was describing his job as the unit's anti-terrorism officer. Pretty standard stuff. The second part was information that will curl your hair. A part-time air guardsman works as a checker at local Vons. Two women in full burkas buy every prepaid cell phone in the store. Clerk Ammon gets to thinking about it, goes to Cotter and reports the incident. Cotter asks Storr for surveillance video. It's scary enough that he contacts Fresno FBI. FBI investigates and determines these women have been doing this all over the valley. Cell phones are shipped through Canada to Iraq, Afghanistan, where they become triggers for roadside bombs. The Shell station at Peachin Shore, every time a local GI goes there in fatigues, they are asked specific questions. What is your unit? When are you deploying? How many aircraft are you taking? The F-16s fly out of Fresno, no cap for West Coast. As such, they are the first line of defense, so they have the U.S.'s most sophisticated air-to-air missiles. Foreign governments would like to get their hands on those missiles or at least learn how to build them. Also, how many we have, etc. Two spy groups are working on it, one based at Fashion Fair Mall, the F-16's takeover pattern, and one based at Sierra Vista Mall, the F-16's landing pattern. Cotter said the ragheads, but we don't profile, are always probing the base. Two dorks in a pickup show up at the front gate wanting to deliver a package marked Air National Guard of Fresno. No postage, no UPS, no FedEx, no DHL, no nothing, just a probe. I asked Cotter why we haven't seen anything about this in the B on KMJ or local TV news. He said they're not interested. Since Friday, I learned two other things. My brother-in-law, Frank, management at Avaya, had a Muslim tech who took a leave of absence for 6 weeks in Afghanistan. After the 6 weeks were up, he called from New York requesting an extension. Frank, who does profile, said, "Friend, you're fired," and called the Fresno FBI, who were very interested. Don't know the outcome. A Muslim who owns a liquor store in my former hometown of Kingsburg was constantly bugging customers to buy guns for him. Finally, one of the guys I grew up with and called the FBI. "We are a country at war, and the enemy is among us. I don't care what Janet Napolitano says, she should be shot for treason. It is a fight to the death, and we should be as prepared as possible." Brother-in-law Frank has a theory, and I think it may be closer to the truth than Homeland Security wants to admit. See note below in red. There are certain number, probably a large number of Muslims among us who are awaiting the trigger date and will begin randomly killing as many of us as they can, sort of a Fort Hood on steroids. I know I'm getting prepared to shoot back. Two items of interest. Sheriff Margaret Mims wants to grant concealed carry permits to all who are qualified. Columnist John Boren, among the most bleeding of the bleeding hearts liberals, says it's time for Fresno residents to arm themselves. Load up. You can bet that this is happening in places other than Fresno. And signed by a guy named Dave. I was asked to send this to everyone in my address book. Some of those I'm sending it to will not forward it. I say, get your head out of the sand and look around with an open mind, and before you know it, we will no longer be living in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Yeah, I call it the land of the freaks and the home of the slaves. We are under attack from a hidden enemy that is everywhere. They are a cancer and will attack us and kill as many as they can to further the Islamic doctrine of Sharia law. They behead, cut off limbs, stone people to death, and worse. Beware, there is a holy war coming. The signs are everywhere, if you care to look and listen. What do we expect from Homeland Security not wanting to admit anything, since they are being run by devout Muslims in charge of Homeland Security posts? Well, boys and girls, today the fox is guarding the hen house, and the wolves will be herding the sheep. Obama appointed two devout Muslims to Homeland Security posts. Obama and Janet Napolitano appointed Arif Ali Khan, a devout Muslim, as Assistant Secretary for Policy Development. DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano swore in Karim Shora, a devout Muslim who was born in Damascus, Syria, who just cut the head off a priest yesterday, a Catholic priest, as ADC, who was hiding in a convent. God help the nuns that were there. As ADC National Executive Director, as a member of the Homeland Security Advisory Council. Note, has anyone ever heard a new government official being identified as a devout Catholic, a devout Jew, or a devout Protestant? Just wondering. Devout Muslims have been appointed to critical Homeland Security positions. Doesn't this make you feel safer already? That should make our homeland much safer, huh? Wasn't it devout Muslim men? They were of the highest order, who flew planes into U.S. buildings a few years ago. They are martyrs. They received the sacrament of jihad. They are on the highest level in heaven, according to their religion. I'm ad-libbing. Was it a devout Muslim man who killed 13 in Fort Hood? Yes, he's the Secretary of Defense. Yeah, that's why they can't hang him. Please forward, his excuse was a wheelchair. What do you mean, you can't push the whole wheelchair off the platform? Please forward this important information to any who gives a rat's behind about the future of the country. This email was cleaned by email stripper. Okay, so having said that, we're going to say sayonara. And someday you'll be getting this radio show from the underground if you have a crystal radio set. And so I'm going to close with "It Don't Mean a Thing."
What good is music?
Freedom.
What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music.
Freedom.
It ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what.
Hey, Marie was little baby.
Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just get that rhythm, everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Happy 4th. Enjoy it while you still got it.